Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I could see you face to face again, so we could sit down and chop it up, friend to friend. You would have shared your experience and how life's been. I would have told you how my life changed inside of the pen. You might have offered me a smoke and I'd have turned you down. You might have thought I was a joke and I was playing around. But I'm sure we reminisce about the things we did and how we got through the hard times we lived as kids. So you know, it'd have been good to see you and tell you about some good news I got, and that the Lord's trying to reach you, and that it's always been about the blood, but nothing like the gang that you bang. Put a hood from above. I wonder if you would have listened. Would you have gave your life and been like me and followed Christ? I don't know. My only hope is that you made it. I keep in mind what if you were still alive, if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, I would have finally had an answer, and I'd have been the friend that you've always needed. Not just an actor that I left you when the punch went out, and all the liquor's gone sitting in that empty house. I'm not your homie, dog. I'd like to show you something greater, so you would understand that you would see through his life. I'm a changed man. I would have loved to pray for you when your heart was heavy, like if you couldn't see your kids and your pockets empty. Man, I'd have told you that in Christ there was always hope, that you ain't gotta turn to the streets or the dope, that he's a specialist when it comes to miracles. You put your faith in him, anything is possible. And we ain't had to run around like we ain't had a clue, and when the trials got hard, we know what to do. I wish you was here so you could hear this rhyme. Maybe you would see the signs if I could rewind time. 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 Yeah, man. It'd have just been cool to see you one more time, you know. And just share that good news with you. Just share what God has done in my life. Maybe just plant that seed, you know. But I'm no judge. I don't know if you made it in or if you didn't make it in.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.biz. I am your host, Marie Chenard, to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study and review, study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website, but now my website is in the process of being changed. So if you go there, you might not be able to get in because I'm moving my website to a different carrier. So if you go to my website and you see something that you can't get into, then just hold on and wait a little while because now I am fixing up a new website. And so you might not be able to go to the christiantalkradio.biz right now. And if you are, that's good. You can get in, that's good. I've talked to those technical people there who host my website for me, and we are having a lot of issues with them, so I'm going to have to move my website. I said I have to move my website. And that's okay. I'm in the process of doing that. So anyway, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First of all, Father God is good, and he is good all the time, and all the time he is good. The Bible tells us that he takes care of the birds in the air and the flowers and the trees. And so how much more will he take care of us? And then it asks the question, O ye of little faith. I said, and then it asked the question, O ye of little faith. So, my brothers and my sisters, you know your faith. You have to have big faith, my brothers and my sisters. Even when you're going through trials and tribulations, you have to have big faith because you have to believe Father God and His Word. I said, you have to believe Father God and His Word. And you have to stand on the Word of God. You know, the devil will come to you just like he did Jesus in the wilderness. He came to Jesus Christ in the wilderness. But Jesus had a word for him. He said, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. He says, I'm going to follow God. I'm going to follow my Father God. So get behind me. And so you cannot let Satan continue to talk in your ear and tell you that it's not going right. Because the Bible says that if you pray and you put your prayer and supplication before Father God, that He will answer you. And it might not, like the old folks say, they used to say, it might not be when you want it, but it's always on time. I said, it might not come when you want it, but it's always on time, my brothers and my sisters. Because, as the old folks say, He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. Yeah, it's a song. He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. But I see, a lot of times, we want things because we're such a microwave generation today. I said, we're such a microwave generation today that we want things in our time, see. But my brothers and my sisters, our time might not be Father God's time, see. Time might not be Father God's time. So we have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I said, wait on Father God. And be of good courage. See, even in the waiting times, He's good. See, because He takes care of us, even when we don't even know that He's taking care of us. See. So, just like Father God says in His Word, He wants the best for His children, and we all are Father God's children. We all are Father God's children. You didn't come here on your own. You didn't make it here on your own. You made it here because Father God allowed you to be birthed. He says in His Word that He knows that even when we are inside our mother's womb, He knows every hair on our head. And it's not His will, it says in the Bible, that any man should go to hell. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. So He says, repent. See, He says in Revelation, repent. It's not His will, my brothers and my sisters, that anyone go to hell. And that's why He tells us to repent. He says in Revelation, He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chastise. So be zealous and repent. Means be hurry up. That's what zealous means. Hurry up and repent. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says that look at what's going on. Look at the time. The sign of the times. So and we will know when Jesus Christ is coming back. He says no one knows. Not even the angels know when Jesus Christ is coming back. But it tells us in His Word to look at what's going on around us. See? Look at what's going on around us. And then, you know, I always tell you, to keep your eyes open. Wake up. See, you won't wake up. And that's why you're missing a lot of things that are going on, because you don't wake up. You don't listen. You don't want to hear going on. See? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. You know, I see it in the news where a young man killed his mother because she asked him about his grades. He was in college, and she wanted to know about his grades. So the police said she asked him about his grades, and so he killed her. The Bible says in the last days, they will be disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You know, it's a sad thing when you get to the point that can't nobody tell you nothing. You've gotten to a sad point then. I just want you to know, if you're one of those people that you know everything and can't nobody tell you nothing, you're at a bad place. You're in a bad place. See? You're in a bad place when you get to the point that you're unteachable and you won't learn and can't nobody tell you nothing. That's a bad place to be. High-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. The Bible says, from such people, turn away. You don't go and condone sin, my brothers and my sisters. I don't care who you are. You don't condone sin. See? Because that's outside of the will of God. You know, you don't hate the sinner, no. You don't hate the sinner, but you don't condone the sin either. See? The Bible says to repent of sin, not to condone sin, but to repent of sin. But my brothers and my sisters, we've gotten so much away from the truth of the word. But we don't even want to hear the truth anymore. If someone tells you the truth of the word, folks get offended because they don't want to hear it. The Bible says, yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So when you go against what Satan and his imps are doing, yeah, imps, I-M-P-S, Satan does have imps. And when you go against what Satan and his imps are doing, they get mad. They don't want it. They talk about you like a dog and say that you're a mean-spirited and all of that, and that you're being judgmental. Well, the Bible tells me that if you're a Christian, that you can judge other Christians. Matter of fact, it says stay away from those that hinder the Holy Spirit and don't want to hear anything about the word. See, if you're a Christian and you're lukewarm, means that you're not hot and you're not cold. You're not on fire for the word of God, but you're not cold either. In Revelation, it says lukewarm Christians. Yeah, lukewarm Christians, meaning that you're okay with everything that is out there in the world today, even though the Bible tells you, Father God tells you, Jesus Christ even said to you when he was walking in the earth that do not be a part of the world, because the world hated him and the world will hate you. That's what Jesus Christ said, that the world hated him and so the world will hate you. So the world is not supposed to like you. They didn't like Jesus Christ. I know we're in an age and in a culture since Facebook came out where everybody says, well, if I don't like that, then it's not any good. Or I got to like this and I got to like that. Newsflash, my brothers and sisters, Father God don't care whether you like it or not. He didn't write the Word of God, the Bible, based on if anyone would like it or not. He wrote it based on the truth. See, that's why he wrote the Word of God. He based on the truth. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. We're in a society where we have taken likes to a new level. Well, I don't like that. When did it ever matter back in the day whether you like something or not? But now, because we're in this culture of social media, it's all about what you like. But what you like might not be right, my brothers and sisters. I said what you like might not be right, see, and might not be good for you. And that's why we have Father God. That's why we call him Father, because he is our Father in heaven, and he knows what's good for us and what's not good for us. That's why he wrote the Bible. That's why he put it in his Word, what's good and what's not good for you. Everything that he put in there is not good for you. He tells you it's not good for you. See? But we don't want to hear that. We only want to hear some fluff and roses and red vows, the blue type teaching. And that's what we're getting in most of these churches today. We're not getting the truth of the Word of God. We're not getting Ezekiel. We're not getting 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. We're not getting Colossians. We're not getting Ruth. We're not getting the other books of the Bible. We're not getting that today. We're getting a small amount of the Bible in some of these churches today. They're not talking about 1st Kings and 2nd Kings. They're not talking about repentance. You never hear them talking about Ezekiel. Okay? Except for the dry bones part. Because they don't want you to know. And it's a hindering spirit. It's a hindering spirit from the pulpit to the pew that don't want you to know the truth of the Word of God. Because this, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, in the last day, you will have people that are false teachers of the Word. And they will fool many. Many will be fooled. Thousands, the Bible says, will be fooled. Why? Because they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. The Bible says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Why are they being deceived, my brothers and my sisters? Because they continue to not hear and to not want to listen to the truth of the Word. The Bible says, but continue thou in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. The Bible says, although they don't want to hear it, you continue to teach the truth. See, they might not ever want to hear it. That's on them. I said, that's on them. But it's on you to continue with the truth of the Word. You know who your teachers were. And you remember that ever since you were a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation. And that's what it's all about, my brothers and my sisters. Wisdom that leads to salvation and repentance. faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture, and if you understand this, then you get it. All scripture is inspired by Father God and is useful for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction for right living. All scripture, my brothers and my sisters, are given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, and a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to be rebuked when they're in error. See, a lot of people, they say, well, I love God and I love Jesus Christ. And when the Bible tells you, well, if you love me, why don't you keep my commandments? See? And then some people say, well, we are under the law. Well, the Bible says that you're under the law in the New Testament, but the law is still important, that the commandments of God are still important. My brothers and my sisters, you need to read Romans. The commandments are still important. Honor your father and your mother. That's still important. What? The New Testament references the Old Testament. See, the reason you do have a New Testament is because you had an Old Testament before you had the New Testament. The New Testament would have never came if it hadn't been for the Old Testament, my brothers and my sisters. So don't you ever disregard the Old Testament. I say, don't you ever disregard. I don't care what your smiley preacher telling you. See, ever disregard the Old Testament. See, talking about you a New Testament believer. What is that? I mean, what is that? So you don't believe the Old Testament at all. But then if you don't believe the Old Testament, my brothers and my sisters, then you don't believe the New Testament, because the New Testament references the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, Father God even asks you the question, if you love me, why don't you keep my commandments? See, you need to read your Bible. I'm just being honest with you. The reason that you are being fooled and bamboozled by preachers in the pulpit that are out there for the money only, they say that they're out there for Father God, but Father God ain't never told nobody to preach on money. I said Father God ain't never told nobody to teach and preach on money. That's a lie straight from hell. See, if you're not teaching on the truth of the Word of God, then you're not teaching what Father God done told you to teach. Well, I don't want to hear that. I don't hear no negativity. Listen. It ain't about your emotions anyway. It's about the truth of the Word of God. It ain't about your emotions. It's about the truth of the Word of God. If you don't want to hear the truth of the Word of God, then you don't want to hear the Word. If you don't want to hear the Word, then you don't want to hear the Bible. See? So you have to be very careful when you say, I'm a New Testament believer. I mean, you really have to be careful when you speak that, because that is not biblical. Okay, that is not biblical, my brothers and my sisters. You can't pick and choose what you want to hear out of the Bible. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. That's what it is. You don't get a chance to pick and choose what you want to hear. But I want to hear just the New Testament. Or I just want to hear it. Let me tell you something. The New Testament tells you about your sins. Yeah, it does. The New Testament talks about your sins. Apparently, you ain't read all the New Testament if you think the New Testament doesn't correct you about your sins. Matter of fact, I just read it to you a scripture that's in the New Testament. I just read to you a scripture that's in the New Testament. All scripture, 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth, rebuking error. And that's where you all really get offended at, when he says rebuking error, because you don't want nobody to tell you nothing. You don't want nobody to say, you're wrong. See, as long as folks are telling you you're right, you're good. But as soon as somebody rebukes you and tells you you're in error and that you're wrong, then you have an issue with them. Correcting faults. Correcting faults. Saying, you know what, brother, sister, that's not right what you're doing. You're naked out here. You need to cover up. You need to cover up your nakedness. See, because that's not living holy. That has nothing to do with what somebody looking at you and saying and lusting after you. It has something to do with you living unholy, and the Bible speaks on that. I don't say everybody has sinned and fallen short. We all know everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but that don't mean you got to keep sinning. I said that don't mean that you got to keep sinning because everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. See, you take some scriptures out, a couple of scriptures out of the Bible, and you want to just, when somebody tells you something to correct you, you want to throw that out there. Don't be judgmental when the Bible tells us all day long that you can judge other Christians and that you should judge other Christians. I put the scripture out there, and you all know that because it's in the Word. It says, let Father God judge sinners and unbelievers. But if you're a Christian, you can judge other Christians, see? The reason you don't know that's in the Bible is because you choose not to read your Bible, the Word of God. You choose to listen only on Sunday mornings when you go to church. And you don't take your Bible then, but your snobby preacher is only preaching to you the scriptures that he wants you to hear. He's not preaching to you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, see? Because, see, if he taught that, then you might stop giving. You might stop giving your money, see. So he don't want you to get offended by nothing because he wants you to continue to give your money, put your tithe in there. So he don't want you to get offended by saying, don't. The Bible says, don't do this. Don't do that. The Bible says, repent for your sins. If you're a lukewarm believer, if you're not hot, on fire, are you cold when you look on? But no, they don't want you to hear that, see. But this Bible study is a blessing to you. Please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Twitter, your Tumblr. I love Tumblr, see. Because Tumblr, to me, is the best social media out there. Tumblr and Twitter are my favorites now. I know you might like Facebook, but see, Facebook don't let you post at one time, and then they charge you an arm and a leg if you want to have more than two people see your post. That's why I don't really have anymore. I go on Tumblr, I go on Twitter. Yeah, I post on Facebook because some of my brothers and sisters are still out there looking for me. So I post on there too. But my two favorites is I want you to follow me on Tumblr or Twitter. Facebook is all about the money now, see. But you all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station. You be blessed.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now, check us out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Cannon.
Now. I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama. I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you. They probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it. You don't want the problems. Goons be like, whatever you need, dog. Count.